From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Doug Bernard reporting. An explosion during Friday's morning rush hour in the London metro system sent hundreds of people scrambling for safety. Sally Faulding was there.
I just suddenly saw people running up the carriage, and it just wasn't one or two. It was a whole surge of people moving up the carriage. And as we were pulling into the station, and then we stopped, the doors open, so I ran as well.
At least 22 people were injured in the attack, many by burns. One passenger on the train said there was a massive flash of flames reaching to the top of the train, followed by the smell of chemicals. London police say an improvised explosive device was the source of the fire. Mike Rowley is police counter-terror chief.
As you have seen, the reports of 18 injuries, and I understand most of those to be flash burns. The scene currently remains cordoned off, and the investigation continues.
In response to the attack, British Foreign Minister Boris Johnson is appealing for calm.
It really is important not to speculate at the moment. I think obviously everybody should keep calm and go about their lives in the normal way, as normal as they possibly can.
British Prime Minister Theresa May is set to chair a government emergency meeting later today. Also later today, the United Nations Security Council will meet in response to North Korea's latest missile launch on Friday. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe called for new sanctions in response to this latest North Korean missile test that violated Japanese airspace. Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg called the launch another reckless breach of UN resolutions. In Washington, this is VOA. U.S. President Donald Trump made it clear Thursday that no deal has been reached with Democrats regarding the program known as Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA, which was put in place to protect undocumented immigrants who were brought to the United States as children. VOA's Zlatica Hoke has the latest.
Protests against eliminating protection for immigrants covered under DACA have taken place across the country. President Trump met with Senate and House Democratic leaders to discuss a solution. But after the meeting, he said any deal with the Democrats would have to include their approval of massive border security, including a wall on the U.S. border with Mexico.
We have to have a wall. If the wall is going to be obstructed when we need the funds at a little bit later date, we'll be determining how much we need, then we're not doing anything.
House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi and her Senate counterpart Chuck Schumer issued a joint statement saying they agreed with Trump that funding for the wall would not be part of a deal on DACA. Trump indicated in his tweets that he is not eager to throw out good, educated, and accomplished young people who, as he said, have been in our country for many years through no fault of their own. Zlatica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.
As the number of Rohingya Muslim refugees fleeing violence in Myanmar to the relative safety of southern Bangladesh reaches nearly 400,000, aid groups are escalating their response to an increasingly urgent crisis. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson spoke about the violence in western Myanmar, where Rohingya say they have been under siege from government troops as well as hardline Buddhists.
And I think it is important that the global community speak out in support of what we all know the expectation is towards the treatment of people, regardless of their ethnicity, and that we must, you know, this violence must stop, this persecution must stop. It's been characterized by many as ethnic cleansing. That must stop.
U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson. Vietnam says it has evacuated at least 79,000 people ahead of Typhoon Doksuri, which made landfall Friday in the country's central region, bringing with it heavy rains and wind. Despite Knott's winds at 175 kilometers per hour, officials say there have been no immediate reports of casualties so far. And after a 20-year mission, including two extensions, the Cassini spacecraft made its final death dive Friday into the planet Saturn. Scientists and engineers at NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory received confirmation of the spacecraft's demise, as expected, at about 7:55 a.m. Washington time. That's when radio signals from Cassini came to an abrupt halt. In Washington, I'm Doug Bernard.
That's the latest world news from VOA.